Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola, this is not Andrew McKay. Andrew McKay is on vacation, and I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him, joined by Jenna Barr.
Good morning.
And Candy, of course, always here. Man in everything, or woman in everything.
Oh, yeah.
Candy,
I'm just in traffic.
Everything.
It was so neat. It's so neat to see you guys.
She's
this is awesome.
So we'll be filling in for him today. But this is still Pensacola Morning News, so we'll still talk about Pensacola stuff. Starting off with Blue Angels over the weekend. So,
it was a great weekend.
It was a very hot weekend.
Right. I don't think it was as hot as last year, though.
And oh, so, was it? Last year was crazy. It was stifling hot. And this year was just hot.
Yeah, but the Gulf felt great. I feel like people
enjoyed themselves. The Gulf was cold.
Yeah.
I even talked to a bunch of other people who were going in the water, and I was like, the water's cold this year. And they're like, yeah, it's way too cold.
But I'm okay with that, because last year, you know, you went in to try to cool off, and it just felt like you were just cooling off in everybody's pee.
Because it was lukewarm?
What?
No, the Gulf was lukewarm. Usually in the summer, the Gulf was lukewarm.
It was just...
Not pee warm.
It was, yeah, it was urination warm.
Urination warm? Body temperature warm.
Exactly.
Why does it have to be urination warm? Why can't it just be body temperature warm?
Anyways, it was a lot nicer and more refreshing.
5 o'clock in the morning, you're already talking about pee.
I'm so sorry. Anyways, but I felt like it was more enjoyable, not as hot. And then, you know, the storm rolled in, cut it short. But overall, I thought it was a great weekend. Friday, fantastic air show.
Yeah. I think Friday was better because a few things. One is the Red Bull show.
Mm-hmm.
Is their first time in Pensacola. And on Friday, they included a helicopter show and they had skydivers. But on Saturday, apparently something happened to the helicopter. And so they weren't able to do the skydivers or the actual helicopter. They had to cancel it.
It's always safety first is a good plan.
It's an air show. Just push it to the limit.
They did.
Because the helicopter thing, the people who were on Saturday missing out, that was the highlight. Well, besides the Blues. That was the highlight on Friday. The helicopter was doing barrel rolls. I was blown away.
But I did see, actually, I think it was reported on Yahoo News. They were saying, I think it was how many, 12 people? Was it 12 people?
Nine
people that were treated for like heat-related injuries. But there were no water rescues.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a huge win.
But that's because nobody's in the water most of the time.
Yeah, but no, we've had some years. It was a nice, calm day.
It was a calm day.
But I will tell you, the biggest news I feel like out of all that was the insane traffic getting out
the
island.
Yeah, that probably stole the show for everything. Like the Blue Angels had to cut short because there was clouds rolling in. So they ended up having to cut the show a little short.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, hey, they still had a lot of good maneuvers and everything. And then it was like, okay, we're done. And got out of there. And so you were like, Monday, that's going to be the story. The Blue Angels had to cut their show short, and the Red Bull helicopter wasn't able to perform. But nope, the traffic leaving the island became the story.
Candy,
yes.
Ask me how long it took to get off the island.
Jenna Barr, how long did it take to get off the island?
4 hours.
No, it didn't. Oh, my gosh. It was longer than the air show.
Yeah. She was in her vehicle for a long time.
Yeah, it was.
Were you just staying in the vehicle the whole time, or did you like get out and pee on the tire every now and then?
No,
or in the water.
Yeah,
Jennifer.
No,
just kidding, dude.
That's right. Duh.
Listen,
forgot where she pees.
It was.
He's just kidding.
kind of.
No, so we just like kind of got in and out, stood up. People were like, "Why are we still sitting here?" And
so you stood there. It wasn't crawling. You weren't like crawling to leave.
There was no movement for at least 2 hours. And then slowly we'd inch. But yeah, it was pretty horrendous. And that was,
if you're
like
just tuning in, you're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but this is Jenna Barr and Bobby Rossi. And so Jenna, so if you're not familiar with what happened on Saturday, there was a traffic accident on Bob Sykes Bridge, mm-hmm. Like right when the air show ended.
Because everybody was rushing off. It first looked, all the clouds, the sky looked super ominous, just like, oh, that's a rainstorm coming. Mm-hmm. But then you hear the thunder.
And see the lightning in the distance. Yeah.
And so, yeah, everybody starts making a mad dash, except for the drunks. They were like, this is amazing.
Well, allegedly, the accident was caused by a drunk driver.
Oh, allegedly, though.
Yeah, okay. Allegedly. And so they got an accident. And that accident made it so there was only one lane available on all of Bob Sykes Bridge.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare.
Had people trying to come to the island because they're like, oh, the air show will be done. I'm going to go to the beach now. You know? And so you had people still coming to
people
the
going
island.
People to work, too. People who had to, like, go to work.
Yep, get mm-hmm. it for their shift. And then, of course, the mad dash of people leaving the island. I mean, it was just backed up. It was just,
oh, man.
It was horrendous.
Yeah, you were pretty much island locked for a while. So that, I do feel like that kind of somewhat stole the show. But at the same time, you know, it's giving people maybe a new appreciation for, you know, maybe soberness.
Yeah. Speaking of soberness, I do want to talk about the drunks a little bit. But first, traffic on the five is a
we don't usually do it at 5 o'clock, but
we don't.
And the 5 o'clock hour.
Forget
but
traffic. There's
you,
no traffic no, out there anyway.
I'll tell you, though, the roads are clear. I did check it, so we don't have anything going on. But certainly, by the way, if you do have traffic tips, whether it's five or not, anytime, 437-1620, text them in News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Sorry, y'all. Traffic. You should have just said, screw you.
Yeah.
I'm not covering
in your face,
that.
Bobby Rossi. Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, okay.
That's because I'm
she
not
was
Jenna.
So nice
that's
why. I was like, what are you doing, idiot?
Stop.
Okay, so the drunks. So, yeah, nine people, like, having some sort of emergency services being handled. None of them were water rescues.
Heat-related.
They were
heat-related, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which might have happened a little bit because they were dehydrated from excessive alcohol. You told me, I met you in the middle of the day, you told me you actually ran into a drunk person, like, at 11 in the morning.
No, when I was unpacking at about 5 or 6. 6:30,
oh, that
6
early?
O'clock, yeah. Yeah, and then again, when I went back to, I forgot something in the car, and so I went back to get it, and I was a little bit nervous for the way people were acting. Like they were, it could have possibly turned into just a bunch of people getting run over. So I mean, I will say, enjoy yourself, whatever. And a lot of people, that's what they do. They just start drinking at 6 a.m.
on Friday.
And it just keeps going.
Yeah, they, you know, so when it comes down to the Blue Angels, like that experience too. The other thing as it pertained to traffic was we were at least being told, and I still looked up, I couldn't see any numbers. I don't know if you've seen any numbers on this, Candy or Jenna, but of how many people actually crossed the bridge.
No, I was wondering.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet, but I do. What we were told by the Escambia County Sheriff's Department is Thursday with the practice, with mm-hmm. the warm-up, the lots filled up the earliest they've ever filled up.
Right.
Yeah.
On Friday, they filled up the earliest they've ever filled up.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, they filled up the earliest they've ever filled up.
Yeah, what was it, like 4:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, they were filled. The casino.
Yep.
Yeah. Casino
lot was filled.
Lot was filled. Mm-hmm. So, like, that might, but you know, that kind of coincides with what we have been seeing anyway with the beach, with Pensacola Beach, is that mm-hmm. it seems like we're having record numbers every weekend of visitors to Pensacola Beach. So I think we need to stop having articles written about Pensacola Beach being one of the top 10 beaches in America. I think the message is out there.
We should keep it to ourselves.
Now we need to keep it to
That's
ourselves.
That's right. So we can eat at Peg Legs.
Stop.
Yeah. So we can,
so we can drive.
So we can actually get off the island.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting a little crazy. So one other story about the Blue Angels I do want to talk about before we move on to something else. First female pilot.
Yeah, woohoo, Candy.
Yes.
We had a female pilot for Fat Albert
right,
before.
Katie Higgins, that's right.
But this is the first time we've had a female pilot, Amanda Lee. And so she was flying the number 3 plane. And I was watching it very closely, make sure she was able to handle the stick.
Oh, my gosh. So,
what? No? You're not supposed to do that? I don't.
Watch the lady.
David, I need you to come back me up here. I'm getting some stares. I'm being ganged up by the women.
Oh,
I was just joking.
I'm not sure I can help it right now.
Yeah, he's got junk.
This hole's a little too deep for me to start fill it in for him.
Lock it on up over there, gentlemen.
I was like, okay, I was just joking, but the dagger's coming my way. No, but I mean, honestly, you would never know any different. And but I thought it was really cool. What I thought was neat is when he was announcing, when the narrator was announcing like the different planes and who the pilots are. Every time on Friday and Saturday when he announced Amanda, massive applause from the crowd.
Hey, that's great.
Massive applause from everybody in the crowd, and I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, like nobody got applause. You know, none of the other pilots got any applause. Hey, come on! Like those guys are doing a good job too. But I think
it was historic.
I think it's historic, and I think people. It just shows how people's excitement that wow, we got a female pilot. One concern though, I find out later, apparently the Navy wouldn't let her do any media.
Right.
And they basically came up with a new rule this year. First-time pilots can't do media. First-year pilots can't do media.
Because they have a new female pilot? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's why, but no, that's kind of what we thought too. I know. Yeah, it just never existed until...
Until you had a female pilot. Until Amanda Lee.
Well, it'll stop her from...
Say something crazy?
Yeah, no. She's probably going to be asked like for the millionth, so what's it like flying with the guys?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so maybe
different times of the month.
Yeah. Do they have to change the schedule for the Blue Angels based on your cycle?
Kenny's
I would ask that question.
It. Kenny's gonna lose. David is on the floor. Gosh,
what's wrong? Gosh. I think that would be a fantastic question to ask.
This is so wrong. So wrong. Well,
that's
great.
Because Bobby is my boss and we have to change it here.
I'm not your boss. Stop it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I just
it was successful and wonderful. I felt the feminine roar in the engine. And so I thought it was a beautiful weekend and a fantastic show.
So you're saying that the engine
Friday
was a little witchy with a B.
Oh my gosh.
You said feminine roar. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Like I am female. Hear me roar.
Oh,
roar.
That kind of witchy. I see.
No.
No.
Anyways, all right, I think it's time for us to take a break.
Oh.
Hey, why don't we?
Are you telling me to shut up?
Yeah, let's do it. It's 520 at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing, these are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Southern Breeze blows into Pensacola Beach with their original blend of rockin' country, acoustic, and southern rock hits.
When he'd win, we'd hear him say, drive fast, turn left. What my daddy said.
It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Pensacola. No. No.
So
this
loud.
Is Bobby. This is Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News, and Jenna Barr joining me as well. And
Candy.
Okay, yeah. Candy.
I'm just here
keeping everything keeping everything in control.
And so. David.
And oh yeah, speaking of David, are we supposed to go to David right now?
Yep.
All right, let's do David.
All right. Congress back in session this week after their 4th of July break. The biggest item on the agenda in the House of Representatives will be the $886 billion National Defense Authorization Act. And in the Senate, Democrats on the Judiciary Committee wanting to work on establishing ethics standards for Supreme Court justices. President Biden's in London today. It's the first leg of a five-day European trip. He arrived at Downing Street this morning to talk with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in a visit leading up to the NATO summit. He'll also be visiting King Charles later today. And the military says that Reaper drones have killed a top ISIS leader in Syria. The U.S. Central Command announced the drone strike in a statement yesterday, and they said Usama al-Muhajir was killed Friday, and apparently it was the same Reaper drones that had been harassed earlier in the day by Russian fighter jets.
Nice. So this is, and I did see they said there's no casualties with that. So
right.
Killed the ISIS leader. No casualties. I'm actually kind of, okay, so Jenna actually sent me this story last night, too, mm-hmm. and I was like, ISIS still exists? I thought they were.
Right, they don't get the press anymore.
No. I thought they were, oh my I thought they gosh. Were done. I haven't read about them in a long time, so the ISIS was gone. So.
No, Putin is like the new.
Yeah, Putin's the new ISIS.
New ISIS.
Yeah, him or the Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, or now, or Republicans.
Oh, that, yes. I guess that could be it as well. So, Biden doing a European trip, you said?
Yes.
5 days?
5 days.
Yeah, they told him there he's going to Wonderland. He's like, I always wanted to go to visit Wonderland.
Hey, David, did you see the story where Biden, he was giving an interview? It was like a live interview, and he kind of just went off a little bit and was given some military information.
Oh, boy. Well, doesn't... He says something weird in an interview about every other day. So can you be more specific?
So no. Where does it say it? It says it. He says to Fareed Zakaria from CNN. You know, this is a war relating to munitions, and they're running out of that ammunition, and we're low on it.
Oh.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not supposed to reveal that information.
Yeah, so this was more than just like, he said scuttlebutt, right? He was just like, they were talking about like the transition period between, you know, the war in Ukraine.
Oh.
And so apparently he just started talking and, you know, who knows how they're going to cover that one up. But I just figured that was like a big no-no.
Yeah, to let... Like the leak out that we
certainly seems like something that probably shouldn't be said in an interview to the press anyhow.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, maybe
we're low on our munitions and we got like three generals who are wanting to retire at the same time. It's crazy. And so, it's just going to let them know all of our military situation.
Yeah. Also, this is where we hold all of our information as well in the Pentagon. So
it's like the power went out in our main nuclear facilities. We have zero nuclear defense right now.
Yep.
They're like, wait, I don't think you're supposed to say that out loud.
You know, but it would be like funny if he was just like a grandpa at the dinner table. Not if it was just talking to CNN.
Not if he was the world leader of the world's greatest
free country.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
doesn't really fly so well.
So he's heading to Europe. We all get to stay here and we'll see what he says next.
What he says to them over there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Like a surprise every day when he does his briefings.
I did see a poll on, I think it came out Thursday or Friday from one of the four letter news places.
Mm-hmm.
One of the alphabet news places,
yeah.
Showing that he has, like, once again, the worst rating of any president pretty much ever. Like, he's getting lower than Carter now. And so it's just not looking good for him. But people are not really satisfied with the job he's doing. Yet when you look at polling and, you know, take that for what it is, polling for if the election were held today type thing, he still has... Still has a lot of support. People
of course.
Prefer him over a lot of Republicans. Well, so,
no, I understand that, especially if you turn and watch anything with Trump, then a lot of people are just displeased with some of his recent choices. And I mean,
tell him out, like, Biden or Trump?
With Trump.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they're seeing that as like the two main candidates for right now, right? That's what people would see. Again, like we're flashing back to 2016. Yeah.
And I've actually seen a bigger number, recent polling too, showing that if it is Biden v. Trump this next election cycle, that more people are planning on doing like third party voting or just not voting at all if it ends up coming down to those two again.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the ISIS leader being killed?
More power to us. I don't know. I mean, bad guys, you just get what's coming to you.
America. There you go.
Yep. That's it. I know we're about to take another break, but when we come back shortly, I want to talk a little bit about the weather here locally. I know that's something to keep an eye on here this week. I know it's a little bit wet outside. And then also a fun local story as well coming up, a little bit more local, but something fun to do. I don't even know where the nearest aquarium is other than what's the one in Destin. What's that one, Candy? Do you know which one that is?
The Destin Aquarium, maybe? I don't know.
It's, what is that called? I said, now it's bothering me. Gulfside, something, Gulfarium.
Okay. Oh, the Gulfarium, right.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Beautiful, yeah.
But now we have something new coming or reopening again in Alabama that we have to look forward to. In fact, it opens today.
Oh, all right. Nice. Yeah, so we'll take a look at the ThreatNet radar and let you know what's going on with the weathers. Also, I still want to talk about the White House cocaine a little bit.
Is that a new brand?
It's a new brand, yeah. It's hitting the streets near you. So, swear.
Sounds pure and very white.
Yeah, all you got to do is track Hunter Biden.
Oh, and here we go.
Maybe get you a little baggie. Or does it come in a baggie or a box?
A baggie.
It comes in a baggie. All right. Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Then he's off to Lithuania to meet NATO leaders.
Fox's Jill Nato. Flooding in parts of the Northeast is the worst since Hurricane Irene 12 years ago.
Over 8 inches in parts of Pennsylvania, close to 8 inches in New York. I think we'll get some of those rain totals upwards of maybe 10 inches later today. And it really came within a matter of just hours.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, there's at least one flood-related death and people are reported missing in Orange County, New York. That's an hour north of New York City. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it's 80 degrees. We are seeing some showers in portions of the area. Again, 80 right now in Pensacola. We had two deadly shootings here over the weekend. One person died, another injured after a shootout at a bar and liquor store parking lot. This happened on Saturday. It was at Chasers on the 5100 block of North W Street. Deputies say a car drove into the parking lot there and started shooting. Then gunfire was exchanged. Two victims were shot. They were both taken to the hospital. One of them died from their injuries. The other still being treated. So far, investigators have not released a description of the suspect, and there's no word on a motive. Another deadly shooting at the Moorings Apartments on Old Spanish Trail and Olive Roads on Saturday. That happened just before 9 o'clock that evening. And deputies say they found the victim shot to death when they arrived. There were no other reported injuries, and investigators are still looking into how and why that shooting happened. As of now, there's no named suspects. Escambia County deputies looking for a 66-year-old man that they believe could be in need of medical attention. The sheriff's office says Mitchell Peters has not been seen since Saturday on the 10,000 block of Bristol Park Road. Deputies say Peters is considered to be missing and endangered. And if you have any information on Peters' location, contact the sheriff's office at 850-436-9620. Rick Scott warning Florida boaters about what he's calling a crazy rule. Senator Scott tweeting yesterday that President Biden is considering a rule proposed by NOAA that would restrict boat speeds in the Gulf to 10 knots to protect the endangered Rice's whale. Scott wrote a letter to Biden last month, and he says that this could hurt the economy and national security, and says it wouldn't do anything to protect the whales. Scott tweeting that it would stop people from enjoying the Gulf. He's fighting to stop it. Well, another successful launch for SpaceX over the weekend. The company blasting off a Falcon 9 last night at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. The rocket was carrying Starlink satellites. It was their 46th mission so far this year. It's 5:34 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a 70% chance of rain. Partly cloudy skies otherwise with a high near 89. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm with a low near 74. For Tuesday, 70% chance of rain with a high near 91. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now it's 80 in Pensacola, 81 in showers in Gulf Breeze, and also 81 in showers in Milton. Your next news at 6 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
You know that feeling when the car you drive starts to turn? I don't mean starts to turn in the corner. I mean starts to turn into a car you don't want anymore. Like, you know it's getting to be too long. It's not really doing what it should. You sometimes wonder maybe even whether it's going to work properly, but you're always talking yourself out of replacing it. Well, if that's where you're at, go to Frontier Motors. Look around and see. So here's what's going to happen. You'll go, you'll try a couple of cars, you'll find something that you really love. You might find something that you love a little bit less, and then you have to make a decision, but that's okay, because in the end, you'll come away with a car that you're happy to drive, and you should be happy to drive your car. You shouldn't be thinking, oh no, is it time? Well, if you're thinking that, it is time. Go to Frontier Motors, check it out, get a new car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Are you looking for a way to safely grow your savings and move your future forward now? Look no further than Gulf Winds Credit Union's money market account. The rate's so good, we're afraid to just spring it on you unprepared. Your safety is very important to us. Just know that your Gulf Winds money market account will make your money work harder and give you the flexibility you need to stash cash for your future. Visit GoGulfWinds.com and open the account with bigger savings and more flexibility today. Federally insured by NCUA. See GoGulfWinds.com for full details.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Morning news with Andrew McKay, but this is Jenna Barr and Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew this morning, and Candy, of course, still manning the board, woman in the board for us. Is this a nursery rhyme? What is this song here?
Oh, this is from a movie called True Romance. Have you ever
with
Hans Zimmer?
Christian Slater?
Yeah, Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette. Great film. Quentin Tarantino wrote it, directed by somebody else. Off the top of my head, I don't
know. He didn't direct it?
No. He just wrote it and then sold it, I think, to make Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, okay, yeah. Which was really,
which is not a horror movie, so hopefully you've seen
that. Yes, that was, I've seen that one. That was a good
okay.
one.
Okay.
It's freaky, but.
Yes, it is.
It was still good, you know. So weather update here. Jenna, what's it looking like for the weather? Because it's been getting a little rainy recently.
Well, it's been really hot. In fact, I think it made national news just a couple days ago how there's pretty much been a heat advisory from Palm Springs to here.
Yeah.
And north of us to like Nashville. And so we are lucky enough where that will cool off with a quote unquote cold front that's coming in. Of course, that comes from our news and weather partners from WEAR Channel 3. But it looks like we're going to pretty much be getting rain. And then today we have the possibility, like 70%
yeah.
chance.
I'm looking at the threat net radar. And
where is it right now?
It's Mobile already. Huh. So
it's
there's,
creeping in.
There's a, yeah, the storm, there's a little bit of a rain storm already past us. And the next little cell is already over at Mobile area. And it's, so it's going to be heading to us fairly soon. And I'm looking at the 10-day forecast, and it's like, except for Wednesday, it's thunderstorms every day.
Every day. Every single day. But you know what's a good idea? It's to download our News Radio Pensacola app.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
you can get some updates and alerts.
Yeah, we got push notifications. Subscribe to the push notifications. And if there's any bad things going on, we can let you know about it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It's mid-July now, so we're heading into really...
Don't you say it.
A lot of rain.
Okay. I thought you were going to say hurricane season.
No. Hey, Candy.
Oh, I just said it.
Candy.
Which we're in. Yes, Miss Jenna.
Listen, do you remember... Well, I guess you would have been... How long have you been here? 2017? Bobby.
Yeah, I've been here for a long time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the year it never stopped raining? It was like a summer. It never stopped. Like a full 6 weeks of rain almost every single day. And not pop-up showers. Was it 2017, 2018? So I feel like... I don't know if it's just me, although people are like, oh, it's so hot outside. I actually feel like this is more of a mild summer for us.
Yeah, I was actually reading something it's a Wall Street Journal or something like that. It was actually saying a lot of people are complaining about the heat this summer already, and they were actually showing that actually it's because we had such high spikes of heat in like the past 10 years that this is actually more of a normal year.
This is.
So it's actually not as hot as what it has been in the past like 5 or 6 years, and so this is kind of more normalized, but at the same time,
because
still...
remember the 1 year it was like 128 in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
like we're like not there.
Remember France? They were like they were staying outside all the time and like going in fountains and stuff in order just to cool off.
I do
off.
Remember that. That's crazy. Global warming,
or something.
Yeah.
So
aliens.
Aliens did it. That's the logical explanation. Speaking of water. You were just talking about an aquarium. What's the aquarium update? What are you talking about with an aquarium?
So I'm a huge aquarium junkie. It's
really?
One of my favorite things to do. Yeah.
Like you're addicted to aquariums.
I love.
Did you leave a baggie of them at the White House?
I left my goldfish at the White House.
They're like, oh, dadgummit. Whose goldfish is this Jenna around here?
It's Jenna's. No. Well, I've never been to this, but the Alabama Aquarium is reopening. I didn't even know it existed.
What? It's a good aquarium.
Okay. Yeah, you're more in touch with things that are west
on the other
of
side
the,
of the border.
The station.
Yes.
I'm more in touch with things that are east of the
Jenna,
station.
Like,
they never let us leave.
Drives over. And I'm like the beaches are less crowded over Orange Beach or Perdido.
Yeah.
Jenna's like, oh, that's it's like a force field. She like tries to drive over there and she bounces off.
I'm like, it's so far. Why do we go over this way? Like the kids are like, can we go to Owa? I'm like,
it's a whole new world.
It is. It's a whole
they
new
have
world.
A Lambert's.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh,
we should
Lambert's.
Move the station to on top of the Lambert's.
Oh, that's my gosh.
I yes. vote yes.
Sure, I'd love the to rolls? Gain 400 pounds. Let's do it.
Yeah, you can catch up to me. It'll be awesome, you guys. It'll be awesome.
Please. Oh, no.
Hey, it's News Radio.
Just kidding. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Hey, it's News Radio.
Cannot.
Welcome to Pensacola Morning News.
That's
this
right.
is great. I like it.
See?
Let's do it.
I have good ideas.
I'm just there for
do you know
the
what that's from,
butter.
Jenna? You're a little younger than Candy and I.
I'm a little.
All right. That's from Fat
you're
Albert.
You're a little younger than
okay,
me.
Okay. I didn't know.
I know
you,
what Fat Albert is.
I don't know
is.
If you knew what the cartoon was or anything.
I'm not that.
You know it was a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, Andrew McKay is out. Bobby Rossi is in. We get texts all the time. And Jenna Barr, too, which is very exciting. So
Are people confused?
I still don't know.
I apologize.
The creepy thing, though, about Jenna Barr is even though she looks 12 and is younger than my fake age of 29, you're a creepy old soul.
Creeping to 40.
She's a creepy old soul.
No, it's weird. She knows all of the stuff.
She does.
Like a little vampire or something.
Yeah, she does.
I was just teasing because I know she's up to date on all the older stuff.
We get a text. Bobby, miss you in the afternoons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's I second that for sure. It's a different drive time. Although, shout out to Joe and
Gracie,
Precious Gracie.
Yeah,
they're doing a great job. But back to
aquarium,
the aquarium, real quick.
Yeah, got a little sidetracked with your.
We literally went down every avenue right then. But Dauphin Island. So the Alabama Aquarium was closed for renovations, which is great. I guess like the fish needed a pick-me-up, a new fresh coat of paint. And so it's open today. And they said the only thing that's not going to be open is the Sea Lab, which I'm not so sure if that is that where you like dissect a frog or something. I don't know. But
yeah, it does sound like you're like you're doing some microscopic stuff.
Yeah.
The Sea Lab.
Yeah. Like you.
What does a fish's scales look like under a microscope?
Yeah.
Compared to a shark's scale.
Although, I wonder if it's like you get to be with like a walrus while it gives birth or something like that. I would totally pay money to be a part of.
In the Sea Lab?
Yeah.
You would want to watch a walrus give birth?
Wait.
Do they lay eggs?
No.
They're
mammals.
Sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you? Ah, gotcha. I was what I was waiting for. She's like, no, all offended and stuff. They're mammals. I'm pretty sure. Okay, what is it? Are they mammals or are they not mammals? Stop Googling. What are you doing?
They are. They're definitely. Because.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I think.
Candy? Thoughts?
They're mammals.
Yeah, they're mammals.
They're mammals. I was just messing.
Come on. Anyways. Okay. But
no, it's cool. Yeah. I get to see a fight.
Fight. Yeah, so it's open again today, Alabama Aquarium, and that's something good. Outside of that, yeah, tune into News Radio 92.3 for all of your weather updates. Download the app, News Radio Pensacola, but there will be some storms here and there today. So pack your umbrella, rain jacket,
pretty much all week
galoshes.
Long. Like, just keep your umbrella ready and be ready. It's going to be raining off and on all week.
The car umbrella. Y'all have that?
No, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, like you just leave it in your car?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about there's like some.
I'm not in sales, so no.
Do you also have a briefcase?
It's like I will just get wet.
And what? And a Dick Tracy trench coat.
No, but all the salespeople carry umbrellas in their car, and then all.
Because they don't want to be wet when they go inside.
No, I know because they wear nice outfits. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And hair.
And we're just
makeup probably.
Well, so if you don't have hair, you don't need an umbrella. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Bald people.
No, that's not what I meant, Bobby Rossi.
I waste my time with umbrellas. I'll have you know, not having an umbrella makes your head very cold.
I have no doubt that's a fact. I'm just sorry.
You're just like, every little drop, you feel it a lot more. We don't do traffic now, right?
No, right. Until 6 o'clock.
Until 6 o'clock?
Hour,
so, you suckers. You're just going to have to figure out if there's
roads are fine, though. There's no accidents. You should be good to go wherever you are. 437-1620. Text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, and you're listening to Pensacola Morning News. Andrew McKay's off.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're filling in for him today. I'm Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr, Candy, David's still man in the house over there, too.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a lot this morning.
You got to... You know, we're not really hitting a lot of the stuff we talked about.
I know. We said we would, but also, I mean, before we take a break and then get a news update from David Wayne in the newsroom, coming up, we'll also talk about the potential lawsuit. So I think it's Senator Chuck Schumer who's asking the FDA to investigate Prime Energy. So we're going to talk about that. And if you're an energy drink drinker.
Stop looking at my stuff.
What else are we going to talk about? Oh, so Sound of Freedom hit the box office last weekend.
Which I will
weekend.
Say.
But don't talk about it yet.
Okay, fine.
Because we do have to take a break. What else are we going to talk about? Oh, cocaine in the White House or powdered sugar in
it
the White House.
That sounds like a song. That could be a song.
You'll get me that guitar.
Oh, man. Yeah. Candy would totally write that.
Cocaine in the White House. Yeah, that definitely. Cocaine. That's a song waiting to happen.
I'm serious.
We need to wait for Steve to come
you know
in for that one.
You know who would totally be good at like
write
writing that? Is like Kid Rock.
That's
He's
true.
Like the first person I thought of.
Okay. Yeah, he could probably write Cocaine in the White House. Or it's a Leonard Skinner type of song too or something.
Exactly. And then maybe talk a little bit about Wimbledon. I know that's something that people like.
Sure.
And I've been watching it here and there, so.
Okay. Are you going to use your British voice when you talk about Wimbledon?
Cheerio, yes.
Okay. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News. Andrew McKay, Jenna Barra, Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. We'll be right back here to talk about Prime Energy next.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
If you have employees and you've ever wondered whether they're getting the very best service that you can give them from an HR perspective, you know, like dealing with payroll or providing benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, and disability, this is why you want to call Torgerson Causey, because they'll come in and they'll kind of look at what your business is doing and they'll find out, look, can we do it better? Can we do it cheaper? Can we do it in a way that gives you more confidence? Or maybe, you know, they look at it and they say, we can't do it any better than you're already doing it. But that way you know. And I'll tell you from personal experience, okay? About 6 years ago, we started working with them here at Cat Country and News Radio, and I have been blown away. I mean, you wouldn't normally say that about an HR company, but honestly, they have been fantastic. They gave us options in our medical coverage, which we didn't have before. They have always been available to answer questions and answer them in a detailed way, which is not true of everybody. So really, it was a step up in customer service for us. I've been impressed. More than 20 years in business, estimates are always free. No obligation for them to look at what you're doing, of course. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. You know that feeling when the car you drive starts to turn? I don't mean starts to turn in the corner. I mean starts to turn into a car you don't want anymore. Like, you know it's getting to be too long. It's not really doing what it should. You sometimes wonder maybe even whether it's going to work properly, but you're always talking your...
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, if you've got any kind of a plumbing need, you've got a leak, you've got a drip, you've got a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet or you turn on the faucet, by the way, those things don't heal themselves, right? Or you just want to recover your Tupperware from underneath the sink. Listen, be an adult, fix the problem. They never go away on their own. Barberry Plumbing, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. No questions, no surprises. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing. When we talk...
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead, try again.
Cocaine in the White House!
That was actually pretty good. I'm little creeped out how good it was. But really good, Bobby Rossi. And, yep, Bobby Rossi and Jenna Barr in for Andrew this morning and ruining his show alongside beautiful Candy. Oh, yeah. So
it's regular Candy.
Before we go any further, I know you want to talk about Prime Energy because y'all are energy drink junkies, which I want to talk about a little bit more later on in the show.
Cheers,
as
David.
Well. But let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom for some headlines.
Hold on, I got to swallow my energy drink now. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her visit to China was constructive. She was on CBS's Face the Nation. Yellen says she and Chinese officials discussed the global economy and both countries' economies along with national concerns. President Biden says now is not the time to bring Ukraine into NATO. He was on CNN prior to his trip to the NATO summit, and he said if Ukraine joined NATO while it's at war, it would bring all NATO countries to war with Russia. And he said that also adding Ukraine to NATO would just be a long process. NASA sending Ringo Starr's voice across the universe. This is in celebration of his 83rd birthday. And NASA said they were sending a recording of Starr saying his famous peace and love chant into the cosmos. The message was sent out from a California station towards a group of five galaxies, apparently known as Stephen's Quintet. Stephen's Quintet.
Mm. Interesting.
Okay.
Backing up, though, I know I totally didn't give Biden enough credit, though. Earlier, you know, he was just mentioning we were almost out of ammunition when it comes to the war in Ukraine. But he is correct on it's not the right time for Ukraine to join NATO.
Right.
So credit where credit is due. That was very
right.
Wise.
The good with the bad. Absolutely.
So yeah. he's like 50-50 here.
50-50. I thought that was like a 1 to
1,
99.
1 out of 2.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
Glass is half full.
Okay.
Type of situation.
He's batting 500. That'd make him an MLB All-Star.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's the way to put it. So, David, you're
looking
an energy drink consumer.
Yes.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Rip It, and it's one of those cheap, like you buy them at the dollar store kind of energy drinks.
Oh yes, I've seen that.
But
I've never tried it.
I'll tell you why I drink Rip It.
Okay.
So,
You just told us.
No, I don't drink it because it's cheap. I drink it because it takes me back in time.
Oh.
So back when I was in the Army, all they served was Rip It at the chow halls overseas. Like they had energy drinks, but it was all Rip It. And I'm sure that was because they were the cheapest bitter or whatever to get into the chow halls overseas. But so when we would go out on mission, we would load our cooler down with all the chow hall energy drinks, and we survived on that for the full deployment. So now when I find it in dollar stores, I buy it by the case because I'm like, I love it.
Is it like made in Saudi Arabia or something?
No, I believe it's an American-made deal.
Yeah, he's about to find out right now.
Well, let's see.
Rip It.
Made in Bangladesh. No, that can't be right.
Nice.
I cannot. Have you tried Prime, though?
Prime energy drink.
Oh, Prime is a drink.
Yeah,
I have not heard of that one. Where's that one at?
So, Prime energy drink.
So, I've not had the Prime energy drink, but I've had the Prime. They have like a Gatorade version.
But it still has energy level. Like it's got.
It does?
Yeah. It's an energy hydration drink.
Yes, I've had the energy hydration one. It looks like the thing.
Which
I haven't had the canned ones.
Really popular amongst young kids. Like
yes.
Middle
the
school
youngsters.
To high schoolers.
My son, that's like his, that's what he drinks now.
Yeah. Well.
Logan Paul is the, like, you know, Logan Paul, the YouTube.
The YouTuber.
Yeah, the YouTube guy.
That's his
brand. Logan Paul's brand. So. Very controversial figure in and of himself.
Well, so they have the caffeine-free hydration, then they have the caffeinated hydration, and then they have the straight energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, because they've had so many kids start consuming it, just from, obviously, they probably watched the guy.
Yeah, they want Logan. Yeah, Logan Paul drinks it, and I'm drinking it,
it's
too.
It's colorful. It looks like Gatorade. It looks fun.
Yeah.
Right, but now
I find the bottles to be a little boring.
Really?
I like pretty bottles. So when it's all pretty and all done up and the packaging is nice.
See, but the Monster, so he's holding up a can of Monster Energy.
This is the Ultra Fiesta
like
Mango.
A tattoo you would see on like an alternative rock guitarist in 2001.
But it's very pretty packaging. And
look at it. Hold it up so David can see. And
tell everybody how much you like Limp Bizkit.
But yeah!
I did it for the... Feel it. It's got...
It's
got texture to it.
Oh, it's
I'm
like,
a sucker. I see it. I'm like, oh, it's got texture.
What is it? De La De Muerta? What is it?
De Muertas? Does look like a fancy can.
Ultra Fiesta Mango. And so then I'm like, oh, it's got texture to it. It's got pretty colors. I'm buying it. And whereas Prime is like boring. It just says Prime on it.
I looked up the Prime bottles. Yeah, it does.
Boring. I'm not drinking that. It's like Mentos. I can't eat Mentos because the commercials were so horrible for so many years.
Mentos are the bomb.
I don't know. No, won't eat them.
Well, I completely understand your fascination with the packaging.
Yeah.
It's the same way with I don't know if anybody drinks bourbon. It's the same thing. Everyone tastes exactly the same, but you got to buy 100 bottles because they all got different pictures on them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah, definitely get it.
Okay.
All right, so the Prime, I don't drink it because it's got a boring bottle, but why is it in the news?
Well, so number one, they're telling parents stop giving it to kids that are under the age of 18 because it's just too much caffeine. And they're comparing it. So Prime Energy compared to like a Coke, right? If you were to just get a Coke, Coke has like...
Not White House Coke, but
no,
Coke.
Not yet. 32 milligrams of caffeine for 330 milliliters compared to Prime Energy that has 200 milligrams of caffeine per 355 milliliter can.
Yeah.
So they're saying don't give it to little kids, but now it's getting so bad that people are drinking so much they're having like heart palpitations and all these different health problems that the FDA is investigating.
Yeah, too much.
It's just too much caffeine.
Too much. They're saying it's like 6 cups of coffee worth in one drink, and they're down in like multiple a day. Pensacola Morning News, Andrew McKay.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.